Hey y'all, welcome to Community Chat. This is Brendan from the Rise and Shine. Community Chat's brought to you by Baker's Furniture. They've been in Tahlequah for over 53 years and they offer free delivery within the city limits of Tahlequah. So hit them up and get you a quality couch or bed or table set or whatever you need. But today, I'm with my guest, William Morgan. How you doing, William?
I'm doing great. Brendan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Always good to be in the hands of the captain. You feel like you know where you're headed. You know what I mean?
That's right. I'll steer the ship somewhere.
For those of you who don't know, William Morgan also has the alter ego of the captain. He does a lot of sports network stuff for NSU. And that's kind of how you wound up here in a roundabout kind of way. You want to just kind of introduce yourself to the folks?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, William Captain Morgan. I moved up here to the great community of Tahlequah in 2019. I moved up here from Muldrow. Obviously, that was pre-COVID right there, so 20 was kind of one of those years. Coming out of that, really getting involved with the community is something that has been put into my heart. One of the things that I want to see is when I'm gone, that there's just some, I've left a footprint on that community to where there's growth on certain things, and that's from growing trees to growing businesses.
Right, so just knowing you left a positive mark where you were behind, right?
Right.
It must have been, I'm trying to think about the variables of the fact that you moved here during the pandemic. There's probably some benefits. You probably saw some more leadership out of some folks that hadn't been needed to be leaders before, but you also had all the lockdown and the disagreement politically. That must have been really interesting for you.
It was a new dynamic coming up because I moved up here just a few months before the pandemic started, and then we had shut some things down. So interesting dynamic, but got to see how the community got to pull together, and it really attracted me for that to stay here because I had looked at maybe going back home to Muldrow where I was raised, but I just felt led to stay here and continue to build what I could here. So one of the things, I've got to bring in Lou Lightning in here because with a business I had, Elfin Rock Garden Supply, I came in as a guest with Lou. We hit it off well. I love sports. Started doing a high school sports show with DJ Sean Solo.
Right, and still doing it.
Yeah. We've done it three full seasons, which led us so we were just doing the radio. It was a Tuesday night with Sequoia coaches and Tahlequah coaches.
Right.
And then the athletic director John Sizemore from NSU had reached out to me. We had a personal relationship before, but he said, hey, what do you think about me being on the radio? And I was like, well, this is the high school. So, which Lou worked and developed that in, and for an extra part, DJ Sean Solo and I started the Riverhawk Sports Nest podcast. So we're finishing up a third season now, and we're sponsored by the NSU Foundation. So that's one of the things we give back to the community. We bring a coach in and a couple of players. Actually, tomorrow night, soon we're going to have in President Hanley. We try to have him on every year or so.
Very cool.
Just get a total.
Is there a place people can go to listen to those after they air?
Absolutely. It's on Apple, Amazon, and Spotify. It's Riverhawks Sports Nest. And we're also on YouTube under the Rogue Radio Network. So research those. We've got, and we also do Sean Solo and I, along with Ori, the voice Phillips. We do coaches' shows with the basketball coaches and football coach Darren Cheverini each week through their seasons.
Awesome. Well, being a Sunday, we did record this a little ahead of time, so you guys can go look for that interview with Coach.
Yes.
And with John, and that's a good thing to have. I'm going to go back a little bit. I'm a little jealous. You got to see Tahlequah during the pandemic. I was gone.
Yeah.
And just for those that were here, from the outside looking in, I saw what you saw. I mean, it was definitely not right up close, but I saw Chief King's posts on Facebook. I saw somebody really trying to ride the line and respect people individually for where they were standing in a kind of a scary unknown time. And that said a lot to me because ultimately, weird realization to me was I never really cared that much about my safety. I just want to get along socially. So the whole idea that I could offend somebody by wearing or not wearing a mask that I didn't care about my life was really bizarre to me. And I think he was one of the only voices I heard, just take care of yourself. Do what you feel is safe for you.
Yeah, Chief Keem, I think, did a great job during that time. And also, I said, and they did a lot of town meetings. They did them on Zoom, obviously. So I got to sit in through there and see the community. I got to see, being new to the community, I got to see who had the ideas on moving some things forward. And, I've seen those people still standing out in the community.
Well, and one thing that reminds me of is yourself included. The number of people I've seen that were not relevant to Tahlequah when I left, they weren't a part of that network of the call chain of who gets called when things need to be taken care of, and how quickly they've been immersed in it and taken care of, and they take care of other people as well. It's been really neat to have that break and come back.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's helped me to get plugged into this community, Brandon, is I was a member of the Tahlequah Area Chamber of Commerce, and I went through a leadership class. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but if anybody that's new in town and is looking to move and shake and figure out things in how the community works and the history of the community, go to the chamber and check that out at least. I'm not trying to do a plug for them there, but that was something that really helped me get in here, and I've developed relationships. I actually went through the class with Director Sizemore right. and some other people that we still do business with today. We still bounce ideas off each other, and there was only a class of about 23 or 24, so...
pretty intimate setup.
Very intimate setup, and we've been able to build off each other ever since.
Very cool. Are there some cool projects that you can mention that came out of that?
Yeah, we did Bright Futures, which basically was we started a program for it started out piloting in Tahlequah, but it's helping underprivileged students get some things. I know we have lots of access here with Cherokee Nation and stuff, but sometimes people get left in the cracks. Mm-hmm. So that was started and is still going. I was able to sit on the board for that for a little bit after we got it going. And that was our big project for the year, which we really enjoy giving back to the kiddos. I've got my entire family, my mom, my sister. I mean, they were teachers, retired, you know.
It's hard, man. I know everybody's got a heart for every group that's disparaged, but for me, it's always the kids first. Because no matter what, adults are telling you to navigate this world. Don't pick up all these bad habits, but go ahead, try to figure out how to navigate it.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of hard.
Yeah.
You know? I actually, this is totally off topic, but I've told you a million off topic stories before working together. The idea that I went into an elementary school that should remain unnamed because I don't want to make fun of people, but... the kids I was supervising were only tall enough to look directly into an air dryer, mm-hmm. and there were no paper towels. So basically, they either got wet face, soapy face, or just dry air because mm-hmm. they didn't wash their hands at all. But it's this like little gap between how you got to think about what it's like to actually be somebody that's new to this planet.
Mm-hmm.
They are 4'2" or 3'8".
Yeah.
You know, they're just little people, man.
Mm-hmm.
How else have you gotten involved with the community?
Well, with the sports minded that I really enjoy, I just really enjoy sports. So I got to do the PA for the NSU basketball. I've done that 3 years now, and the PA for their football 2 years. So really enjoyed with that. And then I got to travel with Ori, the voice Phillips, a couple years ago on some football games and basketball games. The other thing is just I just try to connect people. There's so many connections that we have right now. When I hear somebody needs something, it's like, well, I can just put you in place with them.
I think you and I have that in common. Sometimes I want to get myself out of the situation as quickly as possible. I just want A, B, I'm gone.
Yeah, yeah. And again, that's one of the things that I talk about, like, that I can help build that no one needs to know about. It's like, oh, I'll step out now. Let the magic happen there. Because exactly. That's where the magic happens.
Exactly. Well, now, I know you've got a lot of fans in town that like to support you in your endeavors. Do you find that some of your friends get confused between the PA voice and the radio voice?
There are times when it does happen, yes. But when I'm speaking with them, they're generally like, I put it on. I think I speak a little bit deeper when I'm on the mic, but I just have that deep voice. It's come there, but it's, yeah, I don't know how it came. I never really thought I'd be doing this. If I'd have said this 5-6 years ago, if I would be doing what I'm doing today, I would have said no.
William, anybody that's been listening to me on the radio for a little bit knows that popcorn reading would have given me nightmares as a kid.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I was the kid counting sentences before it was my turn to speak, so I wouldn't sound stupid while I was reading.
Uh-huh.
The idea that I read out loud for a job is mind-boggling. If I saw myself just sitting at work basically doing popcorn reading, I would have been a very confused child.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I believe, well, you're doing a good job here, and we really do appreciate it.
I appreciate it, man. It's a little bit, again, off the topic some, but a little bit of is how straight line some people can be in their instructions and read left to right.
Right.
But then make your inflection sound correct.
Right.
That's not how my brain works, man. Mm-hmm. You need to tell me literally you're going to bounce, you're going to check that punctuation, mm-hmm. figure out where your spaces are, where your natural breaths need to be, then read it. Because you're reading aloud to your friends. It's like a popularity yeah. thing when you're in first, second, third grade. It just... why we can't hit that specificity,
mm-hmm.
you know, anything like that in your life?
I'm going to say one of the things that kind of got me different, but one of the things when I came here, I started kayaking a lot, and that's where I'm a Navy veteran. So the name Captain Morgan just kind of stuck with me, and that's what we ran with when we started doing the shows. So now I have more people. I've been in town, and I've had with I've been sitting having at a restaurant, eating somewhere, and have some looks, and I'll just go talk to them because I'm an outgoing person, mm-hmm. and they'll say, "Hey, how are you doing, Cap?" And I was like, "Okay, I don't know this person, but you know, there's been people from out of town that listen to the podcast or listen to the radio shows, and they're like, "Well, I know I listen to you, but it's you know, when I hear you speak, I can recognize it. It's you." So that's been kind of odd for me because there's a lot of people that just, I mean, my name is William. I go by William, but most people call me Cap, Captain.
It's not a bad decision. I know quite a few William Morgans in the county.
Yeah, yeah. And so I like the Cap, too, because it puts that persona on there. It's like, okay, they recognize my work, you know, with the university and with my sports stuff.
Right, and it's a pretty cool phenomenon to see somebody recognize your voice. I've seen a kid or two actually like look up in a uh-huh. grocery store line and be like, I've heard that before.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't, of course, know why, but they do. So, what sport did you start off being connected with more as a kid? Football, basketball?
I would say as a kid it's women's basketball because in Muldrow my uncle was the basketball coach. Now when I went to school,
that's back in the day. You're gonna talk about some 3-on-3.
We're gonna talk about some 3-on-3, yes sir. So that's what I was raised on, and when I was in middle school, we won the state championship, so it was a big deal. My uncle actually won 2 or 3 while he was there. So that was what I was raised on. So when I came to NSU, Coach Ferg, it was like, you know, I was like, and I told him the story, you know, and he was like, well, that's awesome. You know, he's like, a 3-on-3 I couldn't do. And actually my uncle had to retire after they moved from 3-on-3 to 5-on-5.
Just a different game.
Totally different game. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he's in the Hall of Fame now, though. So I will say that he's Coach Wayne Morgan, my uncle, and he's in the Oklahoma Hall of Fame.
There you go. William Morgan, Uncle William.
That's one of the things that keeps me, you know, with basketball. I enjoy it. And football, I love watching. It's fun to keep up with. And then with the expansions that NSU has done and the improvements that they've made on their teams just in the last couple of years, what Director Sizemore has done has been phenomenal, and looking forward to seeing expansion.
Oh, I'm so excited. I think it'll just make this town so much more clearly a college town, as well as everything else it brings to the table. But having more coaches around, more athletes around, more people just wearing that green, I'm excited. I start out as a sports fan probably a little more in football. Basketball a little later because, well, Kansas was good when I was a kid up there, so that was fun. Yeah. Baseball, man, I love baseball now, but I did not dig it as a kid.
Yeah.
It was just too slow at the time.
I did enjoy playing, and I actually did play softball into my 40s, recreational, because, I mean, that was one of the things that I could still somewhat physically do, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was definitely – I tried rugby once in Tulsa. I tried half a game, and I was not cut out for that. Have you ever tried that?
No, but I did sign up to play football in the inner city in a semi-pro league in mm-hmm. Kansas City. I went to one practice. I didn't realize we had to bring our own pads, so I didn't even hit or anything. I was just tired from doing push-ups from drop passes.
Okay.
Like, I couldn't move the next week, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And my buddy that brought me there was like, I was like, you can leave, man. I'll get out of here in a second. I was like, nope, you're not leaving my neighborhood till I say you're okay. I didn't realize where I was at. I was not in Tahlequah anymore.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, man, I'm so glad you got to come in today and we got to talk about the community and what you bring to it, what we all get to bring to it. Anything else you want to leave the listeners with?
You know, I love Tahlequah, and I love that we love our festivals. I love that we're a destination. I love there's so many business owners here that are just giving back to the community, and I speak with them each and every week, and I work with them. So Tahlequah is just a cool place. I'm glad to be here, and I'm hopefully, live long and prosperous here and just try to make a positive influence on the community.
Well, man, I know I can speak for myself, and I think many other people. I'm so glad to have you. I'm glad to have you as a teammate at the radio station. You've been absolutely integral. I've only been here since September, so this has been the ship I know, and it includes you on it. This has been this week's episode of Community Chat. That was my good friend William Morgan. He also goes by Captain Morgan. Give us a good captain.
Arr, this is the captain.
There you go. And Community Chat is brought to you by Baker's Furniture. They've been in Tahlequah for over 53 years. They offer free delivery within the city limits of Tahlequah. So give them a call. Hit them up. They're right here in town. You can find them at 3231 South Muskogee Avenue. And we'll see you next week. Thanks, folks.